It's pretty clear. No one trusts the government. I mean, it's evident. And can you blame Americans for not trusting the government, given everything that they have lied to us about over and over and over again? Okay, they got a trial date, May 2024, for Donald Trump. Chuck Grassley is out with his 1023 form. It's like tit for tat in a massive way that I think is just becoming almost untenable. But you know what? As depressed as Americans are about all this, and believe me, they are, I'm going to share with you some numbers. The reality is you got to care. You got to care, because if you don't care, so much is at stake in terms of our economy and in terms of our culture and in terms of our kids. I want you to hear this. This is the person, Admiral Levine, who is there in the Health and Human Services Department for the Biden administration, spouting this nonsense.
What would you say to folks?
Adolescence is hard and puberty is hard. What if you're going through the wrong puberty? What if you inside feel that you are female, but now you're going through a male puberty?
Wow. All right. We're going to dig into that one because it seems just insanely irresponsible, highly irresponsible, and actually rather dangerous. If you think about it, welcome to the program, everyone. I am Trish Regan. Portions of the show are brought to you by Legacy, PMInvestments.com. Make sure that you go check them out. If you're interested in investing in gold, you can call them at 1-866-589-0560. We'll talk about it a little bit more coming up. But starting here on the news of the day, we know about the Trump trial. Aileen, the judge down at, everybody thought she was going to be a little bit nice to him there in Florida because, well, she had been a Trump appointee. Well, she's coming forward with a due date of May 2024 for Trump's trial. That would be, of course, right in the middle of the campaign as you go into the 24 season, November being the big day. So it would obviously be a massive destruction. And this is why he and his team keep saying this is a form of election interference. I mean, this is just one of the many trials, right? Because they just keep coming. The hits keep coming. They just announced another one, or rather he did, said he was going to be indicted on another one just the other day. This all happens as the stakes rise on both sides. I mean, you got the RFK nonsense going on. The Democrats just want to take the guy out. They didn't even imagine this. Imagine you have a hearing there in Congress about censorship, and you invite RFK to come and speak, RFK Jr., and then you try and censor him. They actually did that. They said, well, you know, because he's made some of these inflammatory comments, and he has said some things. Like, don't get me wrong, he's said some things, and some of them have been rather questionable, especially if you take them out of context, et cetera. And consequently, they said, well, he's not responsible enough to be in this hearing, and so they wanted to censor him by bringing him behind closed doors. Well, you understand the problem with that, or the irony, I should say, of that. In the meantime, you get Chuck Grassley. There's Senator Grassley with his 1023 form, and this form is unverified, but from the FBI, and it's interviewing somebody, and they're basically accusing Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, and actually the Biden family, of taking quite a bit of money from foreign sources. So none of that's actually been technically confirmed, but you know, where there's smoke, there's fire, people say. I only go back to what happened with the dossier, right? Remember the dossier? And it was so insanely irresponsible of our FBI not to properly investigate that. That was unverified, and yet they went forward and did a whole host of things that, frankly, were just so over the top and designed to take out Donald Trump back then. Well, now you just want to make sure, I mean, at least I do, and I'm just trying to be fair here, that things get verified before they're out there and people are making these accusations. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me, of course, and you know my bias on that one, but I do think that there's a total lack of responsibility on all sides. And I think Americans feel this. I think Americans are sick of this, and I don't blame them for being sick of it. I want to share with you some data that shows you how sick they are of it. They're not donating to campaigns anymore. In fact, if you look at Democrats and their donations, grassroots donations, I'm talking about, you know, mom and pop out there in the middle of the country, $15.2 million has been donated thus far to Democrats. You compare and contrast that with how much had been donated just 2 years ago to the Democrat Party. It was $23.5 million. So they've plunged. That's a pretty big decrease. But it's not just happening to Democrats, because if you look at Republicans, they've only collected 7.1 million. Oh, gosh, that's like, you know, half. I mean, less than half what the Democrats have actually collected. So the Republicans have got some work to do on the grassroots thing. And you compare and contrast that to 2 years ago when they got $20.6 million in the door by this time for grassroots efforts. So it shows you that people have just kind of reached the tipping point. They're sick of it. They're sick of it. And I get it. Like, I understand it. I'm kind of sick of it too. It's this constant barrage that we're getting. They keep going after Trump and they keep announcing new lawsuits. And you're like, what the heck is going on? And in the meantime, we're learning about all this alleged stuff with Joe Biden and his family. And then you're really like, what is going on? It is just nauseating and it's just disgusting. It makes you realize why you don't like any of these politicians to begin with, why we can't really trust either party. And I think that's reflected in Americans' sort of distancing of their wallets, shall we say, as they should. That's smart right now from both of these parties. All that said, I would just say this, you know what? There is so much at stake in the here and now. It's really important that we care. And it's really important that we care because this is our future and it's our children's future. And there's so many levels to care about it at. But this one really hit me hard today because I saw the representative for the Health and Human Services Department there at the Biden administration's White House get out there and say this to a reporter. I want you to hear the full exchange. Admiral Levine.
What would you say to folks who think that they're being reasonable by saying, why can't children just wait till they're 18?
Adolescence is hard and puberty is hard. What if you're going through the wrong puberty? What if you inside feel that you are female, but now you're going through a male puberty?
Here's the problem. Here's the problem, Admiral Levine. What if you're wrong? You're actually going to destroy a child's body? You're going to make sure that that child has no chance of ever becoming who he or she was intended to be or wants to be someday? I mean, my gosh, you know, you're going through 12, 13, 14, 15 years old. These are tough years. And then you layer in something like that where adults in positions of authority are trying to suggest that a child really knows their gender and needs to be that gender, and then go through the operation, by the way, to be that gender. I mean, that is absolutely, absolutely insane. You do what you want. You know what? You're 21 years. By the way, guess what? Rachel Levine did that whole thing when Rachel was 54 years old, a full grown adult. And yet you've got representatives in government saying that this stuff should be happening to kids. We don't allow them to drink. We don't allow them to smoke. We don't allow them to vote. We don't allow them to drive until they're 16. And yet somehow this idea that you can just pick your gender, just pick it, because that's what you feel like at that given time. Forget the fact that, you know, those years are challenging years for anyone, even under the very best of circumstances. You're setting yourself up for a major problem in society. And this is why, as disgusted as we all are with Washington, D.C., we need to care. We need to care because if we don't, you're going to have a pretty messed up society and a lot of really unhappy people and a lot of kids that made the wrong decisions because they were pressured into it. There's peer pressure. There's social media pressure. I want to share with you a study that you're not going to hear about. You know, if you go and do a Google search or whatever, they're not going to talk about this. This is a study that was done in conjunction with a psychologist, at Northwestern University. And it was looking at rapid onset gender dysphoria in kids. And what they found was that it was dominated primarily by very high intellect females. 75% of the kids were high intellect females that decided they wanted to change their gender. And they had a history of all kinds of other mental challenges. So when someone has mental health challenges and they walk into the psychiatrist or the psychologist's office and the go-to move, because this is what the government is telling you, including Joe Biden's Health and Human Services Department, is, oh, maybe you're just in the wrong body. Maybe you actually should be a different gender. And then you're going to actually embark on these operations. You understand the consequences of that. I hope everybody understands the consequences of that. The consequences are pretty darn gory, frankly, if you ask me. And then you're stuck with that basically the rest of your life. There's no turning back. You know, you lose certain parts, that's that. And that's what they're not conveying to these young kids. They're glorifying this in really heinous ways. The other interesting component to this study was that there's a social component in that if somebody else is doing it, if they hear about it enough, they are influenced by that. Great. Because we're hearing about it a lot, including from the government of the United States of America. So it's pretty shameful stuff, if you ask me. A reason to care a lot about what's happening and who is in charge, because this is going to affect the legislation in the future. All right, I want to turn to other things that are happening. I mean, everybody's buying into this woke agenda. Rachel Levine says this, you know, and jump, and they all say how high. Disney's one of them, and they keep losing money as a result of it. I mean, what if they lost like some $800 billion just in the last several, forgive me, $900 million from billion. That would be, that would be a lot. That's like the U.S. government, right? But no, Disney has lost $900 million just in the last 8 films that they have made. And I'm going to tell you, they're going to lose more. They're going to lose more because they are so obsessed with this wokeism and checking all the boxes off on the ESG front, environmental social governance, for those of you that don't know. And consequently, it's getting in the way of just, oh, I don't know, earning money, making good films. They've decided to make a remake of Snow White. Because apparently nobody has an original idea in Hollywood anymore. So you got to go back to the basics, all the way back to the 1800s and the Grimm fairy tales. Anyway, this movie was made in like 1937 and they thought it was time for an update. And of course, you know, being the society we are right now, this one's to be expected. Snow White does not identify as someone who's technically white because her mother is from Colombia. And her father is, quote, American. And so she is someone who sees herself as a Latina. And so that's like a new wrinkle. But you know what? To be expected, right? Like, I don't think any of that surprises anybody. The thing that's kind of surprising about Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, as it's historically always been known, is that those seven dwarfs are actually, well, now just like seven people, six of whom are tall, one of whom is a little person. Take a look here. This is the ragtag group of dwarfs in Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. And as you can see, only one of them is actually a little person. Well, this is not going over so well within the short stature community because one actor came out and just blasted them and said, look, you know what? There's only so many jobs as it is. And now you're taking away those jobs from people that otherwise need them. So Disney can't figure this one out. They actually did a study. This is the crazy thing. They did a study to try and determine whether they were going to be politically sensitive. Where were the hot button issues? Where were the problems? How could they make sure that they were sensitive enough to the little people community? And I guess the takeaway was, well, forget the little people community. We're just going to make them all normal sized people. I mean, gosh, is that really what it's come to? It seems that it is. And I will say this, as they lose $900 million on the last 8 films, Bob Iger, it's time to focus on what needs to be focused on, which is your content and your theme parks. I'd go for that. Here he is. I've played this for you before, but just watch what he has to say about some of his other business lines. This is the CEO of Disney. It sounds like he's getting rid of the TV stuff because, well, TV is what TV is, no longer growing.
Transformative work is dealing with businesses that are no growth businesses and what to do about them, and particularly the linear business, which we are expansive in our thinking about, and we're going to look expansively about opportunities there because clearly it's a business that is going to continue to struggle.
Well, let's stop there for a second then and let me ask you about it. We're talking, I guess, ABC, the network, the stations, but then the cable networks as well.
Yes, correct.
FX, Nat Geo. Is it possible you would look to sell them?
We're going to be expansive. I think if you can interpret what that word means. You know.
Which means, yeah, we're going to sell them. We're going to sell them because you know what? They don't work anymore. They don't work anymore because TV's kind of done and over. In fact, it's all right here. It's happening right here. If you have not subscribed to the channel, if you have not hit those bells, please do me that favor. We're here live every day. I love seeing you all. I see a lot of familiar faces here, so it's good to have you all back here on this evening right now as we digest all of this news that's coming in. Do me that favor of subscribing. In the meantime, quick shout out to our sponsors here, LegacyPMInvestments.com. You know I've been watching all this inflation very carefully. When I talk about how the government's lying to us, I mean, great example is actually inflation. They've cooked the books, so to speak, because they changed the numbers like back in the 80s. We used to look at inflation one way, and now we look at it differently. So if you actually compare today's inflation numbers and you use metrics like they used back in the 1970s before this all got changed, what you'd actually see is we have much higher inflation than we're even seeing right now. All that said, it's pretty bad. Pretty bad as it is, because on an adjusted basis, if you look at the beginning of the Biden administration, what you actually see is even though he tells you, oh, it's coming down, I got this whole thing figured out, we're actually still up 16% from when he first got into office. So not very good numbers. Look, if it's something you're worried about, I encourage you to look at all the diversification tools that you can. One of them may be silver and gold. If you're looking at that, I recommend you call my friends over at LegacyPMInvestments.com. You can buy and sell gold and silver right there online, or you can call them at 1-866-589-0560. You are welcome, of course, as always, to use my name because they are good friends of mine and they will take good care of you. I can promise you that. Go check them out, LegacyPMInvestments.com. Okay, we're talking about this cultural thing, right? And it's actually a really, really big deal right now. Such a big deal that, well, Miss Netherlands, I've showed you this one before, right? Who just won that pageant over in the Netherlands, was not originally a Miss. And so over in Italy, they're kind of looking at this and going, we don't think so. Like, this is not happening to us. Like, we're not, you know. And I would just say, brava to Miss Italia. This is the headline out, Newsweek reporting that Miss Italy won't allow transgender competitors. Must be female, woman from birth. Like I said, brava Italy. They get it. You know what? Here's the problem with all this. The competition is meant for women. I realize there are a lot of people that don't like beauty pageants, pageants in general. I mean, I actually put myself through school at Columbia University thanks to a check from the Miss America organization. So I have my own bias on that front. I think that they actually do a lot of tremendous good and they help a lot of young girls. At least they used to, right? Because now we're in an environment where I get it. The feminists hated it so, so much. Well, what better way to make the whole thing totally irrelevant? You just open it up so it can now be men dressed as women competing. I mean, that actually happened in one of the Miss America local pageants, and it was a rather heavy set boy, and I say boy because he was dressed in drag, and I think there's a distinction, right? He hadn't gone through the transition. Most of the time was identifying as a male and then competed as a female and somehow won the thing. Well, who the heck wants to go back in? Who, as a woman, as a young girl, would you really want to be competing against a man dressed as a woman? No, because it makes sort of a mockery of it. And I say that with empathy to anybody who's going through these challenges and feels like they are in the wrong body. I had a makeup artist at Fox, actually, and this actually was Bloomberg, who identified as a male, full-on male, except on the weekends when he competed in pageants, and there was some Miss Trans USA or something pageant, and you know what? He actually won. He had a big title, and he was very excited for that, but that was just when he was on his downtime, okay? And again, I think there's a distinction. So right now it's just gotten so, so murky and, you know, anybody can do anything because that's just the way it is, right? Hey, if you were a biological male, but you somehow feel like a female today, even though you haven't gone through the operation and all the horrid stuff that you'd have to go through, well, if you want to compete against women in women's sports, somehow that's okay. I mean, I just say, who's looking out for the women? Where are those feminists? Well, I get it on beauty pageants. They never liked the pageants to begin with. So now they really make them irrelevant and they'll make sure that women don't want to compete it. So Italy, good for you. Miss Italia is going to have to have been female from the get-go. And you know what? They're being really fair, because check this out. They got a Mr. Italia as well. So You got your signorina, you got your signore, and everybody's happy in Italy. And you know what? You can have that other competition in the other lane for anybody who maybe identifies as one gender but wants to participate as that other, right? Like, that's fine. Then you're really being inclusive, if you ask me. Then everybody's in it, and everybody's happy, and everybody lives happily ever after. Anyway, it's crazy. It's absolutely, positively crazy. And I feel that it's so strange that one could think we're somehow being prejudiced or not sensitive enough or not empathetic enough to say, hey, wait a second, like, we got to protect the girls here too. They matter. We matter. And so as frustrated as you are, maybe, with the politicians in Washington, D.C., just remember, this is about more than that. It's about sustaining your livelihood in the future because inflation is so out of control. You need politicians with responsible economic policy. And you need politicians that are going to care enough about our kids. Because they are our future. They are what matters. It is so good to see you all again. I love seeing all the familiar faces, all the great comments from all of you. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. One thing that I do want to point out, I asked you guys in my community chat, are you going to Barbie this weekend? Because I'd be curious to hear any reviews if you want to share that on the YouTube community or also here in Facebook. I'm probably going to get dragged to that tomorrow afternoon. And I will be back with a review, because, you know, Barbie was like persona non grata in feminist circles for so long. So I find this kind of funny that they're trying to turn it into like a feminist icon right now with the help of Hollywood. I will have some thoughts for all of you on that coming up. But again, so great to see you here tonight. Thank you so much for being here. And we'll chat tomorrow soon. Don't forget to subscribe. Take care.